give me a good smooth pattern of it once.
I can't hear smooth or five, right?
You can't play it?
Five.
Just play your top strings, come on.
What?
Your top strings. A little faster, huh? Downbeat is cool, like that, Ron. You wait a beat and then hit it, you know? You came down on the downbeat. Dennis, the downbeat is on the cymbal for you. No, that cymbal. But don't go boom like that. Yeah, just go tink, 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 boom. No drum till the second beat, you know. All right, let's make it. Take two. One, two. Where are you going?
I think I'm
don't do that ta-ta. Don't do it at all. Just dump, dump, dump. Push on the downbeats all of your foot, all the way through. Go ahead. One, two, three, play. Yeah, but don't miss the snare. All the snare has to be consistent. Do your tom-tom thing now. Do you know the rolls in the chorus, Dennis?
listen to you.
If you would have got it, I'd listen.
Yeah, sure.
You wouldn't have done that. Boom, hit the F. Try it. Missed it. No one. No one. Dun, boom. Simple down like you start the song. That's it. That's
dropped my drumstick.
One more, please. Not the sound.
2, 3. Woo!
Okay, Ryan, what's up?
It was off.
Ryan, remember you just went, ooh, and the other one had more impact.
Let's try it. We can do it. Just quit walking away from the mic every 2 minutes.
Sorry. Everybody takes off.
Try it again.
Why don't you go
come
for
on.
Come on. Yeah, yeah, Ryan. Here we go.
Get on.
Ryan.
Woo!
Ryan.
You tighten up.
I'm on.
Pardon me, folks. 1, 2, 3.
Ooh. I have a girlfriend. Says I'm her only one.
I got me, yeah. Doing overdub. Doing it over. Bro.
Tomorrow I've scheduled us doing the song. Today we're going to do the intro, and next day we do the tag.
1, 2, 3.
Woo!
Okay, sorry again.
Back off a little bit, then come in.
It's like this. Think of the note above the note, and then try to hit that, and that's, then you'll automatically fall.
Quality through. Element, too, that you have to put in there.
Yo,
if you go away,
you're hurting.
If you back off, your shrillness won't
for a 10-octave note.
One, here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
Woo! All right. Don't keep, you back away at 10,000 feet, and then you expect to get a blend of shit.
I understand.
What is
it's too high for me.
What is it?
Yeah.
I was the highest part.
You want to do it then? You want to do that?
Oh, no, I can't do it either.
I'll do it.
Let's do it to me.
Grandma Edith. Sound like Grandma Edith.
Grandma Edith.
Right there.
She's, I do not sound like Grandma Edith.
One, two, three.
Oh, man.
My, come on. Please don't do that. Come on, let's go.
Do it for me. I'll show you, Brian, so I can get the quality back. What is it? How's the sound? Well, that's not even new or not. So. You sound like a siren, too.
Yeah. You know that? You sound like Long Beach. You
know that. Come on. You know what I can get?
You do that.
Better get up, guys. Come on.
Hold the ooh out a little longer.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
Come on, Dennis, let's go. You ready, folks? Get a big breath in.
Sing, will you?
1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
One more. I need to say, but I'll just hold it down a little bit.
Okay, here we go. Come on, come on.
The very first part.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Wait for out.
Oh, that is so schlock.
1, 2, 3, go.
Ooh, I have a girlfriend. She says I'm
lost. All right, here we go. Is it rolling? Hey, if you would, for just once, try to do it. You know, you could make that chord down there.
I have a girlfriend.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
1, 2, 3.
No.
Hey, let me count. 4 blank.
And we'll come in on 5.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
I can't count this thing off. If you'll sing it, you're drinking beer like that.
Hey, I don't give a shit. I'm drinking beer.
Okay.
Oh no, Mike. Really, that'll spill out a little bit.
Here we go.
1, 2, 3.
Ooh.
I didn't make it.
Right. Okay.
Ooh.
I guess it's a beautiful
ready?
Bass.
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Ooh. I have a girlfriend. She
got held that sort of jump together. I believe that Dennis
is trying to compensate for a little lack of interruption.
Brian.
I am sorry.
Ooh. I would be. Dennis, the low notes must come out.
I'm on there pretty.
What? How can I explain? Al's voice is so shrill. If you'd move in to compensate, you'd
Chuck,
be
I'm having full.
I'm in, man.
I'm in there.
Fillet of telephone for Mike.
1, 2. Hey, hold it. What's that sound?
Carl's probably.
What's.
Can't marry your one.
nose job.
Come on. You remember the parts?
Ooh.
Yep. Shh. Mike,
it's on. Here we go. I'm so young. 1A. Intro.
It's food.
Go.
Ooh, I have a girlfriend. She says I'm her only one.
All right, there it is.
Have a boyfriend.
All right, Chuck. You got it beat up, whipped up, and mixed up?
That's going to be 8-track.
That was good. Chuck, yeah, Chuck mixes a gin tonic as good as he does a record.
Yeah, I heard about that.
There you go.
Better.
He mixed a million records.
Look at those earphones now. Aren't those dandy? Really?
Those are groovy. They're so ruined if we get through.
Can you roll up Chuck? They fit about half a Tom Donahue's necklace.
Go on.
Let's go.
Alright.
Let's hit it.
Horrible.
Come on.
Hit me in the toe.
There we go.
3A.
Can't marry no one who they
bring up something about Al. We gotta mention Al.
Yeah,
we'll
do it.
And then we'll cover up for his not being here by saying, yeah, I'll hush.
Let's just, get into it and whatever becomes of it. Good luck. Mm. Like a Jack Parr show. Yeah. Okay. Speak up and talk, not because we gotta.
If you want to be relaxed, get up closer to the mic, because yeah. I think it sounds shitty for to hear a voice saying,
"Whoa!"
The real loud is.
Great. Yeah.
Just talk conversation. That's what you want on this.
Chuck, it'll be dry, won't it?
Yeah, there's nothing gonna be on it.
Great. Can you hear us if we just sit like this and talk?
Yeah, just talk, guys.
Mm. All right. Fuck. Well,
In other words, get a level kind of like this. You mean? Or kind of, should we sort of more or less?
No, he says he's got a level.
Okay,
Ron, sort of kind of get a level.
Ron, talk a little bit.
Yeah.
Talk. So talk, say Ron. Hurry up.
Talk.
Okay, you can pick up Ron, can't you? Okay, good. Then we'll start.
Well, then there's no problem.
Okay.
Mm. Call me a little bit of everything. That's one of my milder forms.
Yeah. Well, that's what we did all the time we were on tour. Is call your name. I mean, think of names. Call each other.
HOM. I think they call it.
Yeah.
All I know is everybody knows he has an itchy beard.
Yeah. Well, let's see. I was thinking about.
That was out of sight.
Now these guys invited me along to go with them as a sort of a photographer and a writer and a dead mother, I suppose. And so we were gone a month, and we had a ball.
We were gone 30 days too long.
We were gone 7 days too long.
Okay.
Because it was all that work in between the fun.
How did you last through that? I don't understand that.
Well, I took a deep breath and slept late, mm-hmm. got up early.
Exhaled.
You filled.
Did you have fun, Earl?
Well, I had fun, but my big laughs were watching you guys hamming and horsing around. I was just thinking about the start in Worcester, Mass. You remember that?
Yeah, that was fun.
Ryan, who got the worst whipping there when
you
we were trying to get
you got you dropped your camera. Did you get something stolen there?
No, I didn't. I was another photographer.
Oh, another photographer.
No, I think, I'd heard a lot about this, and I've seen the Beatles in performance and others many times, but I never saw anything. Anything like that scene in Worcester, Massachusetts. They tell me that there were more damage done to the auditorium there than any time in 31 years.
Those are the people outside, though.
That's right.
They smashed in windows because they couldn't get in. Mm-hmm. It's not our fault.
Well, they knew Earl was there.
An hour and a half show, it was the cops closed it in 14 minutes.
After we got on. 14.
Yeah, after 14 minutes after you got on. It was so funny watching you guys playing while that fire curtain was coming down. Here you were, lower and lower and lower. You're finally laying down on the floor still playing. When
it hit yourself right out of sight.
Yeah, well, the fire curtain was a little heavy to hold up there. It squashes your head in.
Carl, may I have one, please?
And this is unusual.
How about that scene when
no smoking. It's all right. Go ahead. Smoke me out of here.
Oh, he's smoking's all right.
God, for crying out loud. What is this?
What?
Throw ouch.
Match in the floor. You might start a fire.
Looper, I heard, a friend back home, a friend of Earl's, said that you were very disappointed in us when we first hit England.
Yeah, because we wouldn't go out
girls,
every night.
You know, and everything. Yeah.
Go horsing around every night, and we went to bed at 9 o'clock every night when we were on tour, and we didn't want to go out and see all those European movies.
Yeah, you remember the night you all going to bed at 9 o'clock?
Yeah, in the morning.
Then I saw you out and going out the back way, you sneaking in different directions.
Not the fire escape. I remember.
Each promised each other you were going to go to bed early that night.
I can.
We saw you all down in the Soho later.
Well, not there. I was Piccadilly. Oh, but really, I appreciate
I
you introducing
you
me to those follies. There's one thing I can take good entertainment. But when it comes to that French burlesque, let me out.
Mm. What do you mean?
I just can't take it.
We laughed our heads off. Yeah, exactly. We laughed so hard.
I saw this one taking a bath.
We saw a...
it took a bath. Right on stage.
What was that girl with the long black locks? Oh, yeah, she was dancing around with the castanets. She had this great big huge dress on.
The Fandango dancer.
They sent her right over from Mexico. And it was her first night in Paris, I'm sure it was.
Brian doesn't like girls.
We like real hard.
Brian likes statues.
Your fan was really dangling.
That was the funniest scene of all.
That was beautiful art. Statue. Brian fell
nice picture. You got a picture
of that? Right
outside the French
Museum. Brian saw a statue, and it was a nude statue, and Brian jumped up.
Wait a second. She had her pants on.
She had pants on. Brian ran up and kissed her.
Looks like pants.
Brian ran up and kissed her.
Matter of fact,
this
hey,
thing.
Brian, that yes. might not have been a female statue.
It was a female. Well, I've never seen an
awfully curvy boy.
I know it was. Take it from me. Take it from me. I know.
How'd you know?
Wasn't she kind of cold?
Yeah, she was kind of frigid.
Oh, I see. Well, that's sliceable. I don't think we have anything usable.
We're all right.
Well, Mike, keep talking. We've got
it. What about Germany? Mike had a great time in Germany.
What do you mean, what about Germany?
I don't think
Germany's
this is the way to go about it, fellas. Yeah. I think we're trying to push it. You're not supposed to look at the microphone. You're supposed to talk to each other. So you don't get the idea. That's what I'm saying.
Why was everybody's making
There's no microphone there, right? Okay, so forget the microphone. Talk to him like you would if you knew him without the microphone.
Right.
See what I mean?
It's hard to do.
No, it's not hard to do.
Well, how many times have we talked to Earl without a microphone being there?
Forget it. Yeah, you can bring it in. It's all right. Forget it. Just talk, like the microphone isn't there, and Earl isn't.
I think we ought to do more laugh about things.
I think it should.
I don't think we need to, Dennis. Really.
I think we ought to just roar.
Think we should just cool it.
All right.
Excuse me.
It's just, we can do it just dry and rye.
Dry and rye.
Dry and rye.
It's
the way to go.
It's Earl Leaf with three rings on his right finger, two rings on his left.
Just call me Bingo.
Ringo.
Bingo.
Ringo
Leaf.
Hey, you remember the time?
Hey, bring the hamburgers in.
God. Yeah. Here. No, yeah. I'm going to eat again.
Here's your pastrami sandwich.
Oh, I see.
What's the matter with it?
Great. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Jim, can you bring me a Coke, please?
Yeah.
Pay back later.
Here's some. So, okay, Earl, let's hear about it.
Well, I wanted to...
What happened?
I think one of the funniest things that happened to me was not only your... mad pash with that golden statue in Paris, but also a time in Paris when we were doing some pictures by the Arc de Triomphe, and I think it was Mike and Dennis climbed up on a lamppost.
Dennis should never have done that.
He climbed up on a lamppost. And then we heard that hooting and hollering. We heard this gendarme coming at the at you with the billy flying and using all this language that kind of curled the ears of the
very
bystanders.
Vile, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lucky I don't know French.
Lucky for me, he didn't understand English.
It's one thing about being a foreign country.
I don't care for France.
You don't care for France.
You don't like France.
What was your favorite country?
I like the bread. I'll tell you the. Saying that he's lost without us.
He's got one of the worst jobs I ever.
Dick's lost. Can't find his house. I'm lost. We have a dinner date when he comes back. In 3 years.
I'm taking his wife out and him out for dinner.
So,
separately or?
Hey, where have you been hiding late, Earl, anyway?
Up in his little grass shack.
Yeah, I've been writing some.
Did you get that teen set ready?
Just seems like I'm making a career out of the Beach Boys here lately with all the stories and the articles and the stuff I have.
I know the articles.
Interviews and so forth.
All those phony things you
told
about.
You didn't do a bad job on the Beatle books, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it was
like Beatle books, Roy. Why don't you write anything like that for us, Earl? Okay.
Let's hear it, Earl.
Well, some of it was printable anyhow. Some of our stories.
Very good. I enjoyed all.
I'm trying to think of some.
Oh, come on. Well, still nothing.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't we try it this way for a while? Earl will interrogate each individual member, and everybody else
stay out. But not for the mic, for us.
Yeah. Okay, we'll try it. Or fine, we'll try it. But how about, Earl, just a little thing between each one of us and try that.
There's one more.
Brian? Thank you, honey.
Yeah, I think that would be much better that way.
Yeah, we'll
get
something.
This is getting nowhere real quick.
How do you know? There's a lot of feasible stuff.
How would this take on the mic?
But we'll get something concrete with every individual and we'll be able to work with it.
Well, could I ask, can I say, what's the highlight of the trip with you?
Start with Brian.
I don't think that's right. I feel that's too planned. What's the highlight? I feel we should just sit here and shoot the shit and edit.
Okay, well, why don't we do it individually one time around for each of us? And then
you know how we usually do it? You know how we sit around and talk?
Right.
Can't we turn it on just like we usually do and then edit? That's the whole point, Mike.
But you see how easy it'll be to edit a lot of good stuff out of individual things and then fill it in with other shit? See what I mean? Integrate it, maybe? That's the only thought I was getting at. each guy's individual viewpoint. Yeah. Starting with you.
You know, it's good as to talk. No, not talk about yourself, but talk about another guy. Each guy talk about.
Talk about life, everything. We're just in a conversation.
Yeah. Try to keep
it
around.
Start or doesn't end.
It doesn't have to be, but it can be about anything.
It doesn't have to start or end.
Yeah, but let's try to keep it from some time of our touring with Earl and.
That's
well, naturally should have to do with our
I don't have any more
career.
Change than whoever wants it. Anybody have change for a quarter?
I've got dimes.
Oh, good. I'll get some more. How many
Carl,
need
you
more?
Ready to start? Let's start with you.
I'm sorry. Just a quarter and a bunch of pennies. Do you have any pennies? I save them, by the way.
Do you have any nickels, anybody?
No, I've got a quarter.
Got a paper for Ferrari.
Don't laugh.
I'm sure you
don't
want
to
be on good stuff.
No, thank you.
Then we'll get the idea what Brian wants.
From right to right.
Smelt like, animal doo-doo.
Animal doo-doo.
Mm. Animal doo-doo?
Yes, or
animal
Christian
doo-doo.
Well, something
he used to live
thousands
there.
Thousands of cats there in the Coliseum.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You know, I swear.
Once a day by...
There's a lot of pigeon deposits, too.
By
what
the
fuck are you doing ruining the car?
You know, I dug this for Dennis.
You can't let that in, you know.
Right. You know, pardon me.
You know, of all the places we went, I swear, the thing that dragged me the most was standing around the studios in England.
Yeah, that was.
And waiting for 12 hours to do 3 minutes worth of a lip sync.
I did a lot of TV shows.
Which was worth it in the end, but it took so much out of you.
You remember our motto, hurry up, hurry up.
Wait around.
Hurry up, stare. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, get there at 7 in the morning, say. So about 12, you do something.
Yeah. You know, Ready, Steady, Go was a blast.
Yeah, I love that.
That was the greatest.
Yeah. Is that the one with all the kids riding
there?
Ready, Steady, Freddy.
They pulled Mike into the audience off camera, which was kind
of
stupid.
That's weird that we couldn't. We got all messed up on the start of When I Grow Up.
Thank you.
I didn't really dig the song myself, you know.
Can I have some water? Bring some.
Well, one thing they did there, when the TV studios really gave you a great background. They really dressed up the sets.
Yeah,
remember? Some of them here look like...
it's very much more creative,
like,
actually. There's
department store windows and so forth.
Hey,
Honey, why don't you tell about all the clothes you lost?
Yeah, good. That's it. Wow.
Well, Mike, how about you? What do you remember the most? What's the most vivid memory you
still
had?
Sounds candid. I mean, it doesn't sound candid enough. The format. Why don't we talk to him? I'd still say that's better.
Oh, I'd try it.
Well, I'll shoot questions at Earl. Like, he's the guy, we haven't seen him since the
tour. He can tell the story. Yeah, that's the way
you
should.
This is only going to be 3-4 minutes.
I know, okay.
So let's make it a real meaty thing, like, you know, get
but
into
I wish to hell we could get one individual at a time going here, and the others stay out for a minute.
Okay, go ahead, you start with them.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to start exactly, except, let's say, well, Earl, we know what it's like traveling with us. Oh, what a hassle. But what did you think of...
we did that on the last
don't tell us
album.
Don't
tell him, Earl. What could you tell the people out in radio and television land?
Well, I've sifted through a million stories to find a few that I could tell.
Clean ones.
And I did find a few. I think I've got a couple of goodies on each of you. I remember the night in Munich.
Uh-oh.
When you, Mike, were really... You were really swinging that night.
Yeah, swinging, huh?
Remember
swinging
you remember how you saved the honor of this little girl out in the club there?
I mean, it saved some honor, but...
Just pissed through a windshield. Ended up in the clink, and we had to bail him out, and it cost out...
What happened was he saw this big... this big Hitler character dragging this little frail Fraulein into a Mercedes 300.
Yeah, well.
And so he's going to save the girl, you know, and he comes with his fist flailing around, and she says, "Leave my husband alone. It's just a family fight."
No, yeah, it was bad news. Let me tell
you. We're
and he smashed his finger.
It's good for our image, you know what I mean?
Smashed his fist through the finger, so hit up.
Yeah,
well, I think that's pretty good.
That makes for a great...
Right. Oh, that's.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah,
would have been a great write-up in the newspapers over there.
It was.
We just can't read
German. We just changed the name under his picture.
Tell you something. That was a lot of fun. I got a sampling of German justice. If you can't speak German, you've had it.
That was really. Wasn't that groovy? The language barrier.
Oh, it was great. You're sitting there.
Try to express yourself with your hands, your feet.
Yeah.
Except with your mouth.
You know.
What about shopping in France? Oh, those taxi cab drivers were out of sight.
That's where
they were. Yeah.
Don't remember that time.
About the time really after the.
So. Yeah. Brian's such a. How about the time Ron punched
this little 4-year-old kid in the mouth because he tried to steal one of Dennis' drumsticks.
Yeah, how about
or was
that,
he 10
Ron?
Or how old was he?
Oh, he was 4.
How old was he?
14.
Ron gets in a punch out right on stage.
I like picking on
where
a guy
was that
younger.
That was after
yeah,
the show.
But the funny part about it, he tried to take the sticks, and then while I was after him, while he was taking the sticks, somebody else stole the cymbals. So we walked around with the whole set while trying to get these drumsticks back.
That's
yeah,
good,
$2 worth of drumsticks cost you $20 worth of cymbals.
Yeah, yeah,
one cymbal
like
cost about
$60.
$60 a cymbal, good luck. You know, you
gotta pay you can get a part-time job at night.
Stole two of my guitars in Omaha.
In Omaha, oh God, yeah. So, and all your baggage and...
So where'd you go when we finally got... You left from Copenhagen. Where'd you go? I mean, you came right home?
Yeah, we came back over the North Pole.
Yeah, well, you know what happened to us?
Yeah.
You didn't hear about it,
no,
did you?
I didn't hear the whole story.
Well, do you want to hear it?
Well, I don't know. Tell it anyhow.
Three of us, I don't know how many. We lost about...
About four of us.
Six. When we finally got back in the USA, we went to somewhere in New York, Buffalo, I think.
Rochester.
And then we did a few other dates, and we finally got to Detroit. And
wanna go.
We were at the airport, and we said, okay, now, about 16 people in different cars came to help us take our luggage, you know, to the hotel.
We're 16.
So we get to the hotel, and it was time to take our luggage, you know, out of the cars and put it in. And about six of the suitcases were gone. The ones funny, there were only ones with all the gifts.
The ones with all the gifts
we brought back
from Europe, people.
You know. I lost about
15 all the hours you spent. Shopping.
Well, you know, I brought back. There's nobody to hit.
Yeah, so they won a bunch of Christmas presents.
Somebody had a good Christmas
present. I hope you enjoy them.
Somebody had a very Merry Christmas, whoever it is.
Hey, whoever's out there.
Yeah, whoever's Merry Christmas.
I hope you don't fit. I hope you're too fat to wear them. And I hope that you're too skinny, maybe.
I enjoy them. Thank you.
Did you steal them, Carl?
Oh, I said no. Carl.
Remember in the Berlin, we were standing on an observation platform, and we were looking over the Berlin Wall, and we were talking
keeping
about,
calm,
you know, how tough it was on the East Berliners and the prisoners and the thousands, the hundreds probably, that had been machine gunned trying to jump over that wall.
It's a high wall.
I saw a lot of that stuff in movies over there, along the wall.
Yeah.
Right. Did you try to jump
your checkpoint? Well, I wanted to, but I didn't.
Good luck.
Yeah, so we had...
I just want to go talk to that little Russian
Dennis, who wants to jump over the observation platform, run across no man's land, spit on the Berlin Wall,
clean it
and
off,
show those communists, those finky communists, what he thought about them.
I wasn't going to spit. What were you going to do?
Well, yeah,
actually, you were a drag to be
down.
With, though.
Hmm?
You're very much of a drag to be with him.
Yeah,
sorry
well,
we took you.
Yeah. Somebody had to hold you down, and
wish
I was
you
the dead mother.
Who knew a little bit about Europe. Seems like you know every
yeah,
cafe.
Just like the time we were in Copenhagen, and Earl says, I've eaten all kinds of foods over here in Copenhagen. And he said, I used to know a little place right down the street here, you know. And he said, I had snails.
Snails.
So I ordered, he said, you have to order these snails. So I ordered a big thing of snails, and they were green in the inside.
Barf.
And I started eating them, you know. And Alan had one and turned green.
Oh.
And Earl wouldn't eat one. And he thought it was so funny.
Big setup, huh?
Yeah.
Al ate them?
Yeah. You know, Earl's
snails?
The great international man that ate. What was your food you used to eat over there?
Well,
you used to say.
I don't remember. Now.
What was that word you used to say every time you'd sit down? Sibu player.
Sibu play.
Sibu play.
Please.
That means.
Well, that's all you used to say is Sibu play.
I remember
trying to tell the waiter, the garçon, to go get the garçon.
I would say he was saying to the, he was yelling around this Maxim's, which is the most elegant restaurant ever.
This is
he was, hey, you waiter.
Hey, this is Brian.
Gee, Brian, no, you say garçon.
This is,
so he yells
hey,
out,
garçon.
What are you yelling?
Hey, garçon, go get that garçon.
Yeah.
I just say, hey, garçon, would you tell that garçon to come over and wait on us?
Oh,
can I give me a good
look? Well, I bumped into
oh, they actually brought the thing in. It was laying there with his head like this.
Yeah.
Somebody killed it.
Do that again. I didn't see it the first time.
Oh, my neck. How come you wear your Texas hat today?
Because I'm from Texas originally.
Are you really?
Yes. I happen to be Texan.
Have you got anything to say to the
Texas, Los Angeles.
My brothers are American. I'm Texan.
What's it? I'm
American.
Yeah, that's all right. We can use it.
Anyway, so Earl.
Hey, can't you do something about San Antonio?
Just wanted to tell you. Just wanted to tell you that it really was a drag being with you.
Well, thank you.
And now we're
you.
Waiting to see all the drag
I
stories you write
too.
About us. All those rumors you're going to start about us.
What did you
really
you write this in? Teen Set? Did you write the story?
Yeah, I wrote it for Teen and Teen Set and a whole bunch of other magazines.
Do you do work for Teen Life?
Yeah,
you write a column.
Oh, God.
Like in Germany.
He had all the chambermaids up on the floor just going titter.
One Beach Boy picture for one kiss.
Oh, my gosh.
Doing a land office business.
God, you sure ran out of pictures.
And one of the Beach Boys want to get a kiss. And they want to get a kiss.
She had no pictures left.
Remember the time you raped that little 13-year-old girl and knocked her up? Get that, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
So you've been getting a lot of ass lately, That's enough. Yeah. I think we've got to play it back, Chuck. I mean, a little bit of it.
All of it.
We've got to play all of it back.